Brutalism. Yeah, I've seen brutalist architecture. I've been inside a brutalist building in San Francisco on a New Year's Eve once. But yeah, brutalism doesn't even really begin to cover it when you're talking about the economics of outer space colonization. And anybody who tells you differently is not even a one-year-old baby in understanding the real stakes and the real economics of space travel and space colonization. So these designs, we're ahead of Elon Musk and Bill Gates, and I'm not afraid to say it because this is a reality. The super intelligent cities of the future are the key economic factors for humans or beings or whatever you want to call us. We might even be robots in the future. So, and well, I'll be polite. Let's see. So, yeah, brutalism, it doesn't even really begin to cover it. You're talking about building buildings on the moon and on Mars and on planets beyond in situations with brutal physics at play, meaning if you screw it up and you don't place the rivet right and the thing falls apart, you get sucked into an outer space vortex and freeze to death. Right? The stakes in outer space architecture are, the liability doesn't, people talk about lawyers and liability for building a tricycle, right? A little preschool tricycle. What about liabilities for outer space architecture? If one of the rivets comes undone and the whole thing just opens up and people get sucked out into the vortex and freeze to death in outer space. So the super intelligent cities are the best for outer space. These domes, that's just how it got to be. It has to be low to the earth. You can't build, you have to have options. Yeah, we could probably build the skyscrapers on the moon. But, for starters, you want something low, just like a little bubble on the ground with the CC center control pillar to manage your electronics. The thing can even be partially buried. These things can be partially buried in snow with only the roof sticking out. But yeah, it's not that hard to fathom. You just want that little semicircle bubble with the CC center control pillar. And you probably won't have to crawl around in there. You could still walk, but you don't want you don't you have to trim away every last little ounce of fat when you're talking about super intelligent cities that are applicable to both Earth and outer space. And brutalism, yeah, brutalism doesn't even begin to cover it. I mean, don't know who inspired brutalism exactly. I can look it up. I'm gonna look up who inspired brutalism. Maybe Google is good for something. Let's see here. Who inspired brutalism? I'm guessing it was some European architect. Oh, my internet went off. Anyway, so yeah, brutalism is I know what brutalism is. And super intelligent cities are brutal, brutally economic competitive. They actually murder smart cities, well, for economic value. Let's not say murder. Let's say they justifiably and at fair market value beat them to a bloody pulp. Am I allowed to say? So yeah, you can order these. You can order these directly from me, or you can facilitate the transactions. Be sure to CC me in the email message so we know you get your commissions. We're looking at, I think 10% commissions or so for finding a buyer. And you could just use your email button. And you can sign contracts if you want, if you have somebody. Go ahead. Also use the other tools on our site to design to design and engineer your brands and products. www.wows.com. We have Brainstorm Pro, the number one AI SaaS with poetic justice. Use it or become permanent slaves to those who choose to. You do have a choice.